Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up in the months leading up to the military.
All right, welcome to Tando Radio Show. This is Scotty again, not the voice that you were expecting, but I do not see Dave on the board. Dave, if you're on the board, hit star star. I'm going to try to also give Dave a call. I was just checking my text messages as I was trying to get us transitioned. In,
hey, Scotty, I'm here.
Oh, okay. There he is. All right, Dave. How you doing today, sir?
Good, brother. Good, brother. I was here the whole time. I guess it just jumbled and this moved me around. So, yeah, we've been here. So we're ready to go, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So at any time, the other conference line is shut down. Well, I actually started it up because you haven't had an opportunity to tell your listeners. But this is the last day we're using that other conference line. We'll just use the toll-free number. And plus, they can join in by going to uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. So just wanted to put that out there, Dave. Today, the last day, I'm going to have that other conference line open. If when callers call in, you'll call in, come in muted. When Dave opens up the floor for comments and questions, just hit star star to unmute yourselves, and or he can manage it how he wants to manage it as he takes control of the board. All right, Dave, sorry to delay you.
Oh, no, we're good. Hey, Scotty, real quick, were you waiting on me? Was that what you were waiting on?
No, we're on air now. We've started your show.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was just to let you know I was here the whole time.
So yeah, I couldn't see you on the board because it didn't come through with no caller ID or nothing.
Okay. We're good to go. Let's roll. Okay, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Monday, November the 14th, 2016. We have a live show for you today, a very, very special live show. We're going to have a special guest. My man, Lance Gerb, is going to be, and he's already in the queue there. Can't wait to bring Lance on, and we're going to talk about some very, very important things. But before we get to that, let's take care of the first thing that we need to take care of. That's supporting Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and there on the website you can see the donation button that you can push there and engage in that. And there's the different ways to support. Give some of your financial energy, because that's really what you're doing when you donate. You're really giving some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow, continue to expand, and continue to bring you the programs that have been so beneficial to you, your family, and our community by your overall financial support, because this is actually being run by the owners or the founder dime. And this is, you know, this is something that we have to really take ownership over collectively so that we can continue to have Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you're interested in, and you can do that by going to the donate page on Black Talk Radio Network's website. You'll see it. It's in green in the top far right-hand margin. It's there. Also, in that margin, you go a little lower, you'll see a B, and that stands for BTR Community. And that is a social media outlet that was created by Scotty, where you can engage in social media without having the overall hindrance or not being worried about your information being sold or you being or accosted or you being attacked for your views, your opinions, or being adversely affected from the standpoint of your overall employment, if you are those that are employed or anything of that nature, because I'm pretty sure that all of the corporations and many go to Facebook to check out to see who you are, and just because you respond to a question or you like to post different things, that is not who you really are. But believe me, I do believe that that is a vetting process that's being used there, and no one needs to be adversely affected because of that, especially if it's not something that they're doing that's not out of line and out of scope. So visit BTR is a great place for you to control the narrative. You can promote your business. You can promote yourself. You can promote some of the events that's going on in your community. You can express your ideas without having to be attacked for those ideas. It's a great place to do it. It's only for that, actually, for it's only $24 a year, very, very reasonable, beyond reasonable, and that supports the network, and it gives you a platform that you can be secure in. So that's BTR. I know I'm no longer on Facebook. I don't post on Facebook, what I call Fedbook, but that's just me. That's, you know, because I chose to do that. So that's something that Black Talk Radio Network has for you, BTR Community. So very easy. Also, if you're interested in exchanging some of your precious, your cash, excuse me, if you're interested in saving in real money, the wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is credit, is debt, is cash, it's worthless. Yes, it has a medium of exchange, but overall it does not have any real intrinsic value. As been said so many times before, I always believe that your labor is extremely valuable because of the energy that it produces, the intellectual properties, the abilities, the momentum that it gives. And they give you a piece of paper as to your over, as for in return for your labor, which always goes, paper always goes back to its intrinsic value of zero. You might as well exchange your papers into real money so that you will not lose, and it will lose your overall energy of your labor, and it will preserve your labor by having an asset that can never go to zero, nor has it happened throughout our history. So that's where you could do that with us through Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com, Prosperity Mint. And before you engage in a purchase, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you relatively quickly to walk you through the process to make sure that you are understand the process of purchasing or acquiring precious metals or saving in precious metal gold, precious metals, the five investment grades, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. So that's what we have there. So let's get into what's in the news. Now, got a couple of things. There are a couple of things that some of the things that I posted today, I probably won't be able to talk about till tomorrow when this realigns itself, because sometimes when people comment within here, it juggles the format, but that's okay. But sometimes some of it gets missing. There's a couple of articles here. One article was about in India how the banks are having real problems because they don't have any more 500 or $1,000 rubles because that was taken out of circulation, and it's causing real major problems. I'm going to try to repost that and put it there. One of the things, if you could, for some of our stuff with Tando, if you would like it, and if you have a comment about the article, if you could call in to Tando Radio Show, because this is how we do what's in the news, and it kind of scrambles it all over. If some articles are commenting on it, some aren't.
Excuse me, Dave, just to help you out with it again, last week, remember, I had mentioned or I had suggested that for your show, for the thread for your show, post the main article or just one of the articles, and then in the comment section, post a link to the other articles that you want to talk about. Then it all stays in one thread.
Got you.
Yeah. It also helps if you click on your profile name. You might be on your profile, but then it won't be, I don't think it'll be based on when the last person commented, but it's better to search your own timeline than the main timeline. So if you click on your name, it'll take you to your profile and everything you posted, where maybe you can just scroll down and find it faster that way.
Yeah, that's what I did. I think it still does, but what you said the first, that's what I'll do. So that, and
then
that's the main thread
to
be.
Yeah,
I got it. Yep. I will definitely do that. And I'll probably, what I'll do is this. I'll just post it twice. So if there's a comment, that people can make a comment on that one, which is really good because I like to see what a lot of people think. I got it. I figured it out. I know how to do it now for our thread. Only because what our thread is a little different, just for you to listen, so you'll know. This is where I posted, so that's what we're going to have, what's in the news, and base that off of. So, Scotty just gave me how to fix that, and I got it. Thanks, Scotty. So that's, but I remember the article. One of the articles was about India, the 500 ruble and the $1,000 ruble was taken out of circulation just right away, arbitrarily, immediately, abruptly, and it caused so many problems for people in India. And that's something that I definitely see is going to happen here. It's going to come just that fast, and it's causing a lot of problems for people. One of the pictures was pretty funny. Well, it wasn't funny, but there was a lady at a bank, an Indian lady at a bank, and she has her hands over her head, like trying to get people to calm down and be quiet, because all the people are yelling, and there's a bunch of people in line, and they are like going, and you know, she's like, I can't take this anymore. And it wasn't funny, but it was telling. So I'm gonna find that and repost it. Another one article over the weekend, New Zealand had a major earthquake, a 7.9, some say it was a 7.8, huge earthquake that happened. Could be because of the super moon, or it could be because of celestial pulls, or it could be because of a lot of things. Also could be because of weather modification. And not only that, what did New Zealand have one on Saturday morning, I believe, or Sunday. It was Saturday morning, or late Friday evening. Earlier Friday, Japan was hit with a 6.2, and that was right around Fukushima, which sustained more damage, which is not being talked about at all. But the news, which you can't just say but on that, that's huge. So that's going to continue to have further spewing of radioactive isotopes that's going to go all over the world. And we already know what radioactive isotopes, what it does, the effect of it. It destroys the living cells in you. So that was major. And the 7.9, I just want to say this about a 7.9. I couldn't imagine, if anyone has ever been in an earthquake, I couldn't imagine being in a 7.9 earthquake. I was in a 6.4 earthquake in Southern California in Northridge in 1994. And man, I never want to be in another earthquake. Before that, I was in earthquakes in California, but nothing ever significant. And in Alaska, Alaska just shakes like every other day. The seismic activity in Alaska is so great. But the 6.4 was the biggest I was ever in, and I hope that would be the last major earthquake that I'm, because there's nothing nice about an earthquake. It's no stability at all. And you are truly, truly at the mercy of the shaking. And I couldn't imagine being in a 7.9 or 7.8. Huge. And I guess there was also a tsunami that was created. It was around the tsunami was around, I think the swells were up to six, eight, almost 7 feet swells for that tsunami. So very, very telling there. And we posted some things, and we'll be able to repost those, and you'll see them again. Also, in the news, next article came from Sputnik News. West can't afford to stumble into military conflict between U.S., Russia, and China. Check out that article. A really good one. Next article comes from Big Story AP. Catalonians protest Spain's legal challenge to secession. There's a lot of secession talk that's going on throughout the world. Not only in Catalonia, Spain, there in California, in Texas, a bunch of that. That was another article that we had posted over the weekend from Sputnik News about secession. And you should know about that. Very, very important. Next article. And this is going to go somewhat along, right along with today's show, with our special guest, Lance Skurve is going to come in. He's there. And as soon as we get out of what's in the news, come out of our commercial break, we'll jump right to Lance. Next article coincides with that one. This one comes from ExtraTV.com. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are related. Find out their family connection. So there's a little My Heritage. So this is all a charade. And so just so you know, which we'll talk about a little bit later on today. Next article comes from Cerebrally Naive Network. A lot of people call it CNN. I call it the Cerebrally Naive Network. Newt Gingrich wants new House Un-American Activist Committee. And this is kind of old, but it's just very important because this Newt Gingrich is probably going to be a part of the new celebrity figurehead administration that is going to be selected last week. And this article is really pointed because it speaks a lot to where things are going, and it shows the overall control of the bankers. Here it is. This is Newt Gingrich wants a new House Un-American Activities Committee. We originally, and this is what the article said from Cerebrally Naive Network, a lot of you call it CNN. We originally created the House Un-American Activities Committee to go after Nazis. And I'm going to stop right there. This whole country was built off of Nazis. It was the bankers, the Prescott Bushes, the bankers of today. Their long history has been within the Nazis. This is the facade that they try to show and the tricks of deception that they try to show. But if you know their true historical development, you can see right through it. So the article goes on. He said, during an appeal on Foxless, which, you know, that's Fox News, and Friends this week, we passed several laws in 1938 and in 1939 to go after the Nazis, and we made it illegal to help the Nazis. If that was the case, they should have bankrupted the whole darn country, because before the Third Reich of Nazi Germany came around, there was manifest destiny that was here. We're going to, let me pick this back up. We're going to presently have to go take the similar steps here. And he was talking against Muslims. So this was an article from in 2014, I believe. But there's also another article that came from the bcc.co.uk that goes right along with that. A BCC article. And says front page world UK public. Oh no, this the article was. Sorry about that. This was from a transcript article of a interview, and in this interview it talked about, and you can see it posted there. In this interview, it talked about how the CIA and the Saudi Arabians, the Bush and the Bin Ladens did their connection cause America to turn a blind eye towards terrorism. This article was done 8 weeks after the events in New York in 9/11. But once again, the CIA, Saudi Arabia, the Bushes, and the Bin Ladens, did their connections cause America to turn a blind eye to terrorism? And let me just say this. This was all a part of the plan, and this is all starting to unfold itself in an adverse way for all of us here. So check out those two articles that's there. Next article came from Reuters. Trump humps WAC bond market for $1 trillion lost. The bond market is being fleeced right now, which is going to probably cause the Federal Reserve, which is a charade in itself, where they're probably going to raise interest rate. And there's been so many people in the economic and economists and in the financial that want the Feds to raise rates. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, that is a death sentence for you, because that's what they plan. Let me tell you why that's so important. When they raise the interest rates, though it sounds good, let me put it in perspective for you. If you have any debt right now, credit card, mortgage, car note, and everything else, if they raise the interest rate on that, what is going to happen to your overall payment? Your payment on that debt is going to go what? Way up. Because the interest rate is different. Many of us try to negotiate a lower interest rate. The only interest rate that we really should be engaging is no interest at all. But you have to leave the system to do that. Why is this so important? Here's the importance of that. If you are in a position where your debt, you're in a deficit because you are in far more debt than what you have in assets or what your ability is to pay that debt, if the interest rates go up, that's just going to cause you to default on that debt even faster. Just take it from the United States governmental admitted national debt of $19 trillion, which really means with the unfunded liability is probably somewhere around 260 to 300 to up even more, $300 trillion. And what does that mean? It's unsustainable, it's unserviceable, it's mathematically impossible to pay that back. Mathematically impossible to pay that back. So when they raise these interest rates and deregulate everything, which is the big push, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what Jamie Dimon and all the other bankers want. Remember a year ago, Jamie Dimon, we looked at something where Jamie Dimon had said that the next president should deregulate everything because they knew who the president was going to be. Because it's nothing more than a celebrity figurehead position. And lo and behold, deregulation. This whole thing is about to leverage itself against you. And so you need to know these things. So check out that article. Next article came from Colbert Report. Really, really, really good article. One article you don't want to miss, in my opinion, for what's in the news today was this one was from the Colbert Report, and it was Meet Team Trump, the neocons, 9/11, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Trump. This is why I've been saying to everyone, there may be a selection or an election, but there'll never be a change of power. Don't worry about it. Obama's not going nowhere. Obama was here 25 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. The names have just changed, but the same direction and momentum has not changed. There is no difference between Obama and Trump and all of the other celebrity figureheads. They still serve the same agendas. And here it is. In this article, it ran across some people that are likely to be in this administration, and is nothing but the same old thing. Same old thing before. And I'm going to just run down real quickly. We already heard Newt Gingrich, what he was all about. And then there's Rudy Giuliani and his whole thing about his participation in just so much from 9/11 to so many things. He covered up the whole thing and was complicit in that whole thing, where he was even on the phone when they told him to go in another direction. You can hear him talking on the phone. This is, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. Then you have, then I guess today, that the celebrity chief of staff Pierce was selected. And then you have who else is probably in the running for this is John Bolden. And let me tell you something, man, there is no neocon worse in modern history than John Bolden. And I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes the Secretary of State. You got Jeff
Sessions.
Oh,
man, Dave.
All these other people.
Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Man, I was talking about the possible selections. I had forgot about that old racist, vicious white man, John Bolden. Oh, man.
Yeah, it don't get no worse than John Bolden.
It's Bolton, sorry, right? Is it Bolden head, or Bolton? I think it's Bolton. I'm not sure, but I know who you're talking about. He was at the UN during the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Bolton, yeah. And John Bolton, yeah, he was in the Bush administration. He was the UN ambassador. You know, this dude is the ultimate neocon. And we talked about this, I think, on Thursday. I said, if you see this dude, see, because nothing has changed. And if he's picked for Secretary of Defense or anything else, man, you can – It's a wrap, but it's a wrap anyhow, because this is the overall thing that's going on. And just some of the other people that then I guess today there was also from the dude from Breitbart. What was his name? He's going to be an advisor. He was a part of the campaign, and this dude is really just way, way, way to the right. Just, I mean, total crazy guy. Bannon, I think. Yeah, Bannon. I think it's Bannon. So then you have Jamie Dimon. All this stuff is crazy. So check out that article. Very, very, very important.
I'm sorry, Dave, to interrupt you.
There is no difference. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you say Jamie Dimon? Or is that the Jamie Dimon or Merrill Lynch or one of them banks?
Yeah, JP Morgan Chase. Yes, Jamie Dimon.
Wait a minute. That's a criminal. That's a criminal bankster. Oh, man. Wow. Not surprised.
Yeah, all of them. Shoot, all of them. Then you still have your Goldman Sachs person, Munchen. Who's from Goldman Sachs, but Jamie Dimon is very influential in this current administration. Remember when he was on, when so-called went to sent to
that's why he not in prison.
He wore a presidential ring and yeah, you know, but very, very telling. Very telling.
That's
so
why, Dave,
nothing has changed.
That's why he isn't in prison and he got a big fat check. Instead, you know, taxpayer bailout money instead of being prosecuted and sent to prison. So, of course.
Yep. Yep. So, so important that we know these things. And then, so check out that article. Really, really good one. And my man Learn said the usual suspects. So, then the next article came from Reuters. China's president tells Trump that cooperation is the only choice. And believe me, that was the message. And this is all falling into place. And we're going to talk about this. I don't want to give all of everything away. But today's show, very, very important show. We have a special guest with us. Lance Gerb is going to be coming in. And today's show is Victorio Deception, Methodized Through Elections, the Consequence of Compromise. So we are going to jump into that. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And once we come back, we have our special guest. I can't wait to get the show going with Lance. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate once we open up the phone lines. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Once again, that's 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with my man Lance Gerb after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you with a special guest, and getting ready to go to that guest. And just before we do that, Scotty, if we get a chance, man, could you play that free at the next break? Man, that's just love that. Max and the Young Lady, they just killed that track.
Freestyle.
If you can, what's that?
Freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle. Ooh, man, that is like the anthem. And I know everyone listens to Black Talk Radio Network knows that that is their anthem, because that really speaks volumes to who and what we really are and how we resonate. And so I truly, truly, truly would appreciate that if you're able to do it at any time during the break. So
yeah, we'll get it on the next break.
Okay, cool. So what I want to do is I want to bring in, unmute my brother. Our brother, our special guest for today's show, and today's show is the dictatorial deception methodized through elections. And, you know, when I thought about this and I wanted to bring in someone that a true brother of mine, and first thought was to go to my brother Lance. And let me tell you a little bit about Lance. Lance is, he has his own show, the Lance Skirvin Show, that you can follow on YouTube. And Lance tell you about that, where you can follow him, and he has some great things. And what I love about Lance from his show standpoint, you'll never know what you're going to find on Lance's show. You'll do everything from car detailing to astrophysics on his show. And that's because this brother is so diverse and so vast in his overall talents. He's an artist, and if you haven't seen some of his artwork, this brother can really, really paint the picture for you. And so Lance is a very close friend of mine, a confidant of mine, an advisor of mine, and our relationship has just really, really blossomed. When I first started doing shows, I reached out to this brother. He reached out to me, and I reached out to him simultaneously. And from our first conversation, we connected, and this brother's unique perspective and way in how he lives his life is really something that we can all take from, and to not to live exactly as he does, but to just to have a different thought process that can possibly bring your full talents to a better position. This brother is so dynamic. He does a great job. He's been doing this type of, you know, he's been in the alternative media before it was even popular. His brother is a bodybuilder. He's a life builder, and one of the most humble, is very, very humble person. And he always has, what I love about Lance is that he always keeps his finger on the pulse of the streets and of people. And when I say the streets, I mean all aspects of the streets, people. And when I think of with how I am, I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people, and that's who Lance is. So on today's show, the dictatorial deception methodized through elections, it couldn't be anyone other than as a special guest to have Lance. Lance, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Tando means love, and my brother, my love for you is great. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on to Tando Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I mean, wow, man. It's hard to remain humble after an introduction like that, but...
Oh, come on. Humble.
You know, no, yeah, seriously, Lance, man. And
Lance, you do... Lance, Lance, how long have you been in broadcasting? How long have you actually had your show? How long has that been?
It's layered, because August 11th, 2011 was when I did my first show on that other BTR.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real BTR, but that other one... And I've been doing the live streams for about a year now. And, you know, early on, you know, we had little glitches with the equipment, but, you know, we're full stride now. But that doesn't really paint the whole picture, because the momentum came from about late 2001, early 2002, when I got online as an artist. and started writing a year or two after that. Then I joined YouTube in 2008 and started doing a few little cheesy videos that grew into this. The street videos that I like to do, I started picking that up again. So right now, we're going full force, and I want to be able to do and offer something, you know, not weekly, not twice a week, but every single day, choosing from one of those mediums, because there's just so many ways to express yourself, and there are many ways that people receive information, and they tell you this usually because if they say, "Hey, man, I'm not feeling you," you have to touch them. "I'm not hearing you. I'm not seeing this, man." You see, so people tell you how they learn. So when you can hit them on a multiple level, if one level doesn't get them, you can catch them on another. So thank God that, you know, we have the internet to leverage what we put out there. And like I said, what you're doing is a phenomenal job because it's coming from the grassroots. It's coming from the hip. You have credibility beyond measure. And when you speak, I listen. And I've learned so much from you. You are the ultimate role model. And you are. And we never stop having role models as we get older. I'm 53 years old, and you're one of my role models because we all have to strive and go higher, you know, and we never stop. The minute that you feel that you hit a certain age or a certain income bracket or a certain a standard and you think that's it, that's death. You see what I mean? So we yes. have to keep striving, and you're that night star that has me like, man, Dave is doing this, Dave is speaking about this, and I've had to go hit the dictionary sometime, man, because you're brilliant. It's like, what does this word mean? You know, I'm grounded. I'm humble. I have no problem. That's what helps to keep me rising, not just me. For me's sake, when I say me, it encompasses the whole total mosaic of those who walk with me. And I walk with them. They walk with me. Right now, the spotlight is on me because I'm speaking on this show. But I represent so many other people living in transition. And with that responsibility, I have to watch my walk. But I will say, like you said, it's a lot of diversity. You have to hit people different ways. I'll speak to a politician. I'll speak to somebody in the clergy. I'll take my camera out in the street and sit on the curb and speak with somebody addicted to crack or who's about to sell their body. It doesn't matter. Just keep everything authentic. There's no agenda here except to bring the truth.
And that's what I really, truly appreciate and love about you, Lance, is that you will go where others will just talk about after reading an article. You actually go and transcribe what that person is, their feelings, because you're connected to it. And there are some projects that you and I are going to be working on to put together. And believe me, this is going to be a heck of a project. You know the one I'm speaking of,
yes.
Lance.
Just to give a mind blower.
Some forewarning, and there is no other person that I would put myself in this position with other than Lance. And so I'm looking forward to it. A couple of things that Lance and I are doing. I'm getting all of the proper funding for that now for Lance and I to do that. So look forward to the collaboration of the art that Lance and I are putting together. So Lance, we just came out of, a lot of people call it the election cycle. And I know from your show and from your listeners, and which is our listeners, and your listeners are you know, a part of our show and always welcome, because that cross-pollination is so important. And I know that you
have always, right now, so they're listening right now.
I know that you've always had a great perspective on what's affecting us. When I mean us, I mean the everyday person. And there was a very traditional, calculated, scheduled event that just was going on, and it's called the election season. And I know that you have been involved with it, not from the standpoint of pushing any political agenda, but to really get to see where and what people think about this whole process. So if you could, Lance, just tell us what some of the things that you've learned in this election cycle, from your interactions of interviewing people or from just your finger on the pulse. And if you would like to share some of your views about it, what first of all, what do you think of the election cycle itself? From the standpoint of the Electoral College, or just from popular vote, or just voting in general? Because I love how we all, because everyone has a different job. And so, Lance, what's your perspective of the election cycle?
Well, I've always had the same perspective. I know it's more of a selection process than an election process. But one thing that I'm very happy about in this election, people are going to say, well, what are you talking about? What are you happy about? I'm happy that what happened the way that it did. And the reason is that the people now see the deception involved. You see, they realize that
right.
They've been taken off. They realize that they've been ripped off, that their vote really doesn't count on that federal level. Yes, if you speak about fixing roads and electing someone on a local level, a state level, fine. But voting for a president, you don't have a say-so in that. And I think they're realizing this now, that really it's all a sham, that any president-elect is only a figurehead. Who are the people behind him or her? We know that, but now it's going to cause more people to dig deeper and try to figure out what the truth is. Yet and still, just like in any inner city back in the 60s, back in the 70s, whenever you had an awareness grow, they put and pump more drugs out into the system to keep us deceived. Well, we're all drugged out already, but they're going a step further. They're going to give us things that we think that we want. They're giving us the smartphones. They're giving us this gadgetry. They're giving us things that we can indulge ourselves in. And with the smartphones, whatever's in our mind, we can pursue. I'm going to keep it decent, but even down to using our own sex drives against us, even down to inflaming a narcissistic spirit within us where we're more concerned about what we look like and appear like to the world instead of going deeper and becoming the real thing. We're more concerned about our profile picture. Oh, I have some razor bumps. Oh, I have a tooth missing. Let me add this in with Photoshop so I look good on my profile photo. So we're walking around hollowed out. We've become a useless husk with no substance on the inside, ripe and ready for the picking, like a tree that looks so strong that the termites ate the insides out of. The minute you have a strong wind or even a weaker wind blow, the tree falls and you say, oh my God, it just fell. Well, it was rotten for a long time. And the things that you speak of, Brother Dave, and many of us out here, and the things that you've taught me that I speak on, the core has been rotten for such a long time. Now it's ready to fall. Before, they thought we were crazy when we would say that in different ways, but not in a way of just speaking it out and saying it's going to fall, but how it's going to fall, why it's falling, why we need to wake up, what we need to do. And you've been so brilliant in doing that. And now the people who thumbed their nose at you maybe years ago and said, ah, I don't want to hear anything from a conspiracy theorist, they'll be running you down, ringing your phone, knocking your door, running to you, desperate to find out what you know and what's keeping you afloat as these times come upon us. Now, the Electoral College, we know that's the real deal. Those are the guys who choose the president. People know that. The whole election process has been one big reality TV show, right? It's not reality, but it's pushed in our faces, and it's dominated so much that I believe that it's done that way. And who better than to have Donald Trump in it, a reality TV so-called star, to really distract us, the master of the soundbite, a man who needs attention, who wants attention. He's going to eat this up. When it came time for the selection process years ago, and they said, who want to be the top players, his hand was up. So he made for a great distraction. Before, with President Barack Obama, the fact that he has a little more melanin than his relatives who are known as Caucasian, that made for something fascinating. But it's all a Trojan horse. It doesn't matter who it is. Either way, there's an agenda that's going to be pushed. So what folks have got to learn from this now is that aside from fixing a road or putting a light in a broken light post or whatever, that we need to do for self. And that goes across the board. you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this many times, and people said, oh, we want to be part of the system. Well, the system's not there to serve you. The system was put there to keep you where you are, to suck from you, to drain you, to keep you barely alive, to make it to the next paycheck, just the same way the pastor keeps you barely enthusiastic, just enough to make it to the next Sunday or Saturday so you can regroup and re-up, as they say in the neighborhood, to get another week of enthusiasm, but never enough to succeed, never enough to reach your dreams. And you look around and you're 50 and 60 years old, time to retire. You didn't pay off your house yet. You still have mounting bills. What are you going to do? You retire, but you find yourself taking work, and you're working until the day you transition. This is the American dream. For most people, they didn't think it would be this way, but now they'll listen even more so. They're frustrated now. They're rioting, and I think they're putting their energy in the wrong place. Not my president. I'm going to riot. What are you arguing over the same crooked system that gave you, put you where you are now anyway? You have to be like other people. I'm not going to call out the names, but I always use the example in certain aspects of the Asian community in the United States. You don't see them marching. You don't see them protesting. No, they're dealing with their money, but they have unity, and they move as one. Even though I guess there's no community that's monolithic, but they move as one. And because they move that way, they get maximum respect. You go out in the jungle and you see the lion. The other animals know that they can take a shot when the lion's sleeping and poke his eye out. But who wants to be the first one to step up to do that? Because they know that the lion is the king of the jungle. I'm not saying the Asians are, but you know they have their own money, their culture, they have unity, and we're ripped off because we don't have that unity as black people. We're so caught up. You're from the Caribbean. You're from the motherland, Africa. I'm from Chicago. You're from Florida. You're country bunking from Mississippi. Oh, you West Coast guys don't know whatever. And yet, whenever the enemy and the oppressor sees melanin, melanated skin, he doesn't ask, well, where are you from? I'll spare you, Lance, because you're from New York, right? And it goes beyond that because, again, my concern is my community. But I live in a world where it's broader than that. So I have to know what's going on in the world because we are part of the human family. But the part of the human family that we are now, we're soon to take bat. We're soon up at bat. We're on deck right now, just like in a baseball game. We're up next. We have a role. We have a divine position right now. And those who are in power know that. That's why they want to keep us and our character smeared. And they put us up in the news every night as the criminals. And they don't want other people to like us or to know us or to reach out to us from other countries. They want to keep us corralled. They want to keep us in this one spot, just barely alive, that when there's a war, okay, we're going to treat you better. Go and fight for us. Okay, we want to build something. We'll give you a temporary job. Go build for us. But they don't want us to flourish and go out into the world and spread our wings and fly and deal with the world like others deal. We're their pet. We're their property. Nothing has changed. But then they blast and broadcast over the television set, look, NeNe Leakes has a lot of money. She made it. Look at this one here in government. She or he made it. But that's not the masses of the people. That's not the majority. But we wouldn't know that because guess what? We pray to our phones. We get our phones, and we look down, and we even drive and pray into the phone, pray into the wrong thing. We might be going up on death soon, wrap ourselves around a pole. We have the greatest invention right now handed to us for a reason. Smart. There's no cord with this thing. We can think up anything and type it into Google and research and learn something. And they call it smartphone, and we're more dumbed down than we ever been ever before. We were smarter when we had to trek for miles and walk through the rain and the snow and go to get an old 10-year-old book, encyclopedia, in the library. We had to fight to go out there and do that. We didn't want to go, but we had to do that report for the next day. Now we can kick back in the bathroom, in the bedroom. We have all this idle time, and the very thing we choose on a smartphone are the stupid things. Or we're watching each other. Sister so-and-so bought a new car. Where'd she get the money from? And there's things happening all over the world that are affecting us. And with this election, it's such a distraction. Because just like the stories that you spoke about, the earthquakes that you spoke about, the financial collapses that are soon to come, Those are the things that we need to worry about. And I don't mean worry where we feel powerless. That, I should have used that word, concern ourselves.
No, that's a perfect word, brother. Brother, that's perfect.
Some are going to worry. Some are going to worry. Trust me. Some
are going to worry.
And some need to worry because they didn't prepare.
Right.
And we have no time to waste right now. We need to prepare on all fronts. We need to do for ourselves, and we need to cut ourselves off from this sweet poison that we're ingesting in our system and clogging our minds up with. Time
Hold
is
on,
going
man.
On. Yes, go
man,
ahead, brother.
One second. I'm just going to say what my brother told me. Hear a train, don't see no tracks. That's how God comes. That's what Lance just brought you now. What he just articulated to us all. And the only reason why I just wanted to hold Lance because where he was is because Scotty has a question for you, Lance. And I just want to say to you, brother, you have, this is why it's so important for us to have a finger on our pulse of people. As you can hear this brother, he is able to because of the commitment that he makes daily, the humble commitment that this brother makes daily. He won't live in a selfie world. And well said, Lance. So, Scotty, you had a question for Lance?
Yes. Well, welcome to the program, Lance. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio, because you've been a guest on my program, I believe, in the past. We've both been on these digital airways for a long time. But you kind of already answered my question, because when you first started to talk about smartphones, that's when the question came about in my mind. But you already answered it. And so, but I'll put it out there for the listeners and also allow you to respond. But the smartphones, I hear a lot of people who say negative things about the smartphone and about technology. And I'm a tech guy. I'm a technology guy. And like, computers were invented by black people. The personal computer was invented by a black man for IBM. Unfortunately, he wasn't working for himself, but that's another story. But you rightly described how people are using this technology, this access to information in the palm of their hand, for the wrong things, like gossiping. And gossiping about what so-and-so, what material things so-and-so has and how they got it, instead of connecting to stuff online, like the Lance Skurve Show, like Black Talk Radio Network, like many other independent media outlets that are available on the internet, and getting information they can use. It's okay to entertain yourself every once in a while. Everybody needs downtime. When I was in the military, they gave us 3 days R&R when I was in the Gulf War. So downtime is important. Keep the stress level down, because it's stressful on the battlefield, and the whole globe is a battlefield right now, in my opinion. But I just wanted, you had already answered that. You basically came around to saying that if they were using it to access something that was going to help them become better, be better informed. If you're better informed, you make better decisions. You make better decisions. It leads to better lives, hopefully. But yeah, so that was what my question was. Do you think that we need to really stress becoming media? Okay, I'll form it like this. Do you think we should continue to stress being media producers, so that we can reach the people that are hooked on a smartphone, that are using the smartphones, and reaching out to them? Because where else are they going to access the information? Thank you.
Most definitely. And thank you, Scotty, for such a wonderful question and such kind words. But, you know, communication has been something that we've indulged in since we've been on the earth. It's just the form, the delivery of that communication. And in these days, it's so efficient. You know, I used to watch Star Trek back in the day, the original Star Trek back in the 60s, and see these communicators. They'd flip it open. I'd say, wow, that's so amazing. You know, we need that. But it's just so sad that, just let me just say, because my mind is racing right now, and I think I'm going to really come out with something nice. When I get like that, I get crazy. So, you know, pull the reins in and stop me, because I get crazy like that, right?
No, stay crazy.
Anything that's good, whatever you want to call the negative forces of this universe, Satan, the devil, you know, Shaitan, whatever you want to call it, he finds a way to duplicate and or side with, become one with that thing that is so good. Again, our own natural processes, and I'm going to say it like this, in a decent way, our own sex drives have been used against us. It's a natural thing, but the negative forces know how to take it in to titillate us, to take us off of what we're supposed to be doing. That we willingly go out and get diseases. That we willingly go out and bust up our marriages, therefore our families and our communities. It takes our natural appetite for food, for nourishment, and it's commercialized it. And we willingly go out and poison ourselves. We willingly go out and bypass our food laboratories at home that we should be up on in this battle, and we go and eat the enemy and the oppressor's food. And then we pray to the God that our oppressor gave us, please, it's nothing but the devil. You praying to the devil to stop the devil, because what you're praying to and what he gave you, it ain't going to help you. It's like going to the police and say, investigate yourselves to see if you were wrong in the killing of this unarmed black man. Sure, we'll investigate ourselves. What do you think is going to come back? So with smartphones, it's a wonderful thing. It's the computers, the Wi-Fi, the internet, wireless, it's all wonderful. But he found a way, just like with sexuality and just like with our culinary desires, to side with that, to put a smallpox in the blankets, to put poison with the sugar. And we're sucking it up. So what we've got to do is learn how to take the good and separate the bad. What we've got to do, I look at CNN or Fox every now and then, not because I'm looking for information from them that's true and correct. No, but you always have to think about how the enemy is thinking, what they're doing. You have to watch them. This is war, but we're like that lobster or that frog in the slowly boiling water. We don't know because we got the phone in our hand watching ratchet fights, watching twerking videos, watching all this so-called reality TV when we have a reality in front of us that we can touch, not a projected engineered reality that's taken us off the battlefield. We're on the battlefield whether we know it or not. I want to know where my blip is on the radar screen. I don't want to be distracted. Don't give me 3D glasses and tell me I'm somewhere in a club dancing and I'm walking on a minefield, because that's what's happening right now. Seriously, that's what's happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, very true, man. Hold on, Lance. We got to get ready to go to a commercial. Hold on, Lance. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold that. Great, great question by Scotty. Okay. Thank you. One second, everyone. When we come back, got a couple of more questions for Lance, and then we'll open up the line for questions for Lance, because we're already an hour into this. This, as you already know. This is as you already know. Our brother Lance Thurb is here with us. Give us a call at them. I will let you know when we're going to take some calls, and I will give enough time for you, all of you that have some questions, to give us a call at 866-510-9025 to ask for Lance. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, with Lance Thurb on this November the 14th, 2016. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees. Free like open seas. Free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or what they be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey, or what criteria this poet needs to fill or fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. Freestyle. Never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs, and I'm because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free. So I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak. Feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that we be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes. And we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things, as if every nation had wings, it could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found, even if you look at every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound, like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ, unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom float like ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle,
that's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Ready to go?
You are tuned in to Tando Radio Show right here on Black Talk Radio Network. Visit us online at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The new telephone number, today will be the last day that the old conference line, so those who are in the old conference line, please take down the new number for our new communication system. That telephone number is 866-510-9025. Again, that's 866-510-9025. When the host asks if you want to make a comment, hit ** to unmute yourself, or he will unmute you. Thank you for tuning in. And now back to Dave with his special guest today, Lance Skirv, on Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I want to just thank you all for listening to our show with our special guest, Lance Skirv, today. And I just wanted Scotty to play that freestyle, because every warrior should be serenaded as so. And I just wanted to do that for my man, Lance Skirv, because he is a warrior, as you all know, as well as you all that listening to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. And we truly, truly do appreciate you. You know, Lance, just before we went into the commercial break, you were talking about how things get diluted. You know, sometimes we have things that are created, and then the actual creator relinquishes control of what they can create, and it can be used in a way that wasn't intentional for the initial creation. And I think for us, and us being, you know, our community, our families, we have to continue to create, but never give away what it is that we can never sell. We can never auction off. We can never sell to the highest bidder, the highest bidder that will bring about the moral bankrupt of the people, what we create. And our greatest creation is our energy. And I think that is very, very critical. And I just want to once again thank you for coming on to Tando Radio Show. We're going to open up the lines for some questions for you, but I have a couple of questions for you, and I just wanted you to elaborate on them. Lance, if you would, when you look at the past election with the two candidates, you had Hillary, which I call a Hillary. Don't know how Hillary. You what's that?
I call it Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary. Okay, Hillary, and then you have, you know, the political serial killer. Then you have the what I like to call the scoundrel and dump. Now, when you look at this two-party system, Lance, how deceptive is that for people to have inclusion? Were these two individuals going to bring about any moral or benevolent inclusion into people's everyday way of life, in your opinion?
No, it's a stronghold. They're fighting over the perks of being in charge of that stronghold. And I ask most people, you know, they give us two choices, Republican and Democrat. And you have Independent, but the media overlooks them, and Green Party, Libertarian, all of that. But it comes down to two. Would you go to a restaurant with two things on the menu? Or would you want to cater to your appetite, your needs, your nutritional needs? Because it's not just a matter of being hungry, let me get something to eat. It's what do I need? So, like a restaurant, you have to offer a wide variety of things to meet that nutritional need. So we have needs as a community, right? So what they're talking about and what they're offering on their menu doesn't deal with us. They may say things like, Hillary, you know, the African-American community suffered so much and been through so much. Well, yeah, well, you helped in that suffering. But we're like a ping pong ball. You just use us. What about our agenda? But see, I have to spank us also. Many of us, not all of us, we know that we're in pain. We know that we're suffering. But we say we're hungry, but we finally get to go to the restaurant where they have all the food that we want, and we don't know what to choose. We don't know what our needs are. We're reactionary, right? We're not proactive. Yes. We have to look down and say, this is where the damage is. We have to know, right? We've got to come together instead of reacting, the self-medicating. I understand it. I never did it, but I understand it. But there's going to be some effort. And like you said, Brother Dave, we are energy. And that's what the oppressor wants from us. Because you see, every time there's a divine connection, he wants to have his hand in it. Why do we have to pay somebody for the apples that grow so freely on the tree? Why do we have to pay somebody for the abundance of land? You leave the bigger cities and you drive out in the country between the bigger cities, you're like miles and miles and miles and miles of land. Why are there homeless people? Why are there veterans that served, which, you know, I have my feelings on that now, but I'm just saying, they come back there in the streets to call them a hero. Why is this? Why is it that they have to interfere with the divine connection of what our Creator gave us so freely to function? They have to profit off of that. We have needs. We need to focus on that. If they can't deal with our agenda, we need to cut off from expecting anything from them and satisfy ourselves. Look, you're a young kid, not underage, but you're home. Your mother and father are working extra. They give you the call. Listen, we didn't prepare anything for you, but we're going to be home 5 hours later. What do? You know how to mix something up yourself. Go in that kitchen, you know, put something together yourself to tie you over until they get home, right? We don't know how to do that. But yet and still, we're going down to the Korean and putting somebody else's DNA up on top of our head instead of using these smartphones to put something in our head, right? We're so caught up with the superficial and looking good, but we're not investing in ourselves to be good and be useful for each other. Energy. We're giving away our energy, and we're spending our energy on foolish things. So how do you expect a president, a politician, or someone running in office to cater to us or even make the motion like they kind of care? Because we are showing up to the party with no money in our pockets. And I'm not talking about the paper money. I'm talking about the energy money, the love money, or rather currency. Let me say currency toward each other. The unity currency toward each other. Well, if we don't respect each other, how are they going to respect us? If we're throwing stuff down in our community, and I'm saying this in a symbolic way, I'm not saying all black people do that, because that would be going along with the narrative of what they put on TV. Then they don't have to. I was at the Sam's Club the other day. I don't pick up too many things from there, but there are a couple of things that I'll pick up from there. And there were two cashiers that were speaking to a white man who I knew his face. I said, this guy's a cop. And so they were speaking to this guy, telling him about a shooting that happened a few days ago on the place called Ivy Lane here in Orlando. And the cop was like, yes, yes, because he was purchasing some stuff with his wife. That's where all the bad things happen. Now, a lot of bad things happen there, as in many downtrodden black neighborhoods, because of those conditions that are there. That's not our fault. We flow into it and keep it going sometime, but it's set up that way. But look at this man who should know better. That's where all the bad things happen. I was so angry, I almost followed him outside and gave him a piece of my mind, and I said, let me let it go. And the cashiers were nodding their head, yes, that's where all the bad things happen. I said, look at this coonery here. So we've got to stop using them as a standard that the answer is outside of us. We've got to go into the politics and vote for this one. That person you're voting for, do they cut your grass? That person that you're voting for, are they breastfeeding your child? That person you're voting for, are they wiping your backside when you go to the toilet? You got to have more confidence in yourself that you can do anything that you want to do. You may not have their money, their diminishing, soon to be crashing dollar, but it's more than that. It's the collective of our energy and our thoughts and our creativity, and this is what fascinates them about us, that no matter what, we will survive. To heck with Gloria Gaynor, her song back in the 70s. First I was afraid, I was petrified. It's like they're singing about Donald Trump. We don't need to be petrified about him. Yes, we understand that these people have no love for us, but it's always been that way. We just see it now. It's like finally seeing the monster's face at the end of the horror movie. You always knew he was there. Now we see their face. But it doesn't make them any more threatening to our existence because, again, like I say, if we weren't anything, if we were just thugs and hookers and whores and lowlives and criminals, and if we're 13% of the population, give or take, Why do they stay on our backside so much if we are just that? Then we're insignificant. There's something about us that they know that we don't know that we need to know. And we are the sleeping giant, and it's almost our time up at bat. We're about to hit some home runs when we wake up.
Wow. Well said, Lance. You know, Lance, when you and I heard this, you know, in what you were saying, the left wing and the white ring, excuse me, the left wing and the right wing is still attached to the same bird.
There you go.
And it's something that we need to not fly in that direction, because that is not a path that we should be engaging in. Our energy is so, so important. Lance, now, I'm going to open up the lines right after the next commercial break. We're going to take a commercial break on the half hour. And then for those of you that like to call in and ask any questions for Lance, do that. You can give us a call at 866-510-9025 if you have any questions for our special guest, Lance. Lance, now, the euphoria. Lance, what do you really think happened on election night, in your opinion, from both sides, from, let's say, people that may have voted for Dump and those that voted for Killery? What do you think their overall, the next day, when they finally found the results and everything, what do you think that their response was? And from their individual standpoint, and then what was the agenda of the response? What did the system really, what response, in your opinion, did the system, what was it looking for, or what did it create?
Well, number one, I'll say this, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were the spoons that stirred up the sediment of racism and division in the cup that is America, that has always been there, but they stirred it up in 2016 even more. So now we saw it in the last election, Barack Obama, down through the years, but it really was at a fever pitch with this one, especially when they didn't have even a black man or black woman in the race, right? So this stirred up something that was already there. And to me, why it was so much of an emotional response, it wasn't even about picking a person who, you know, I'm not saying this, but picking the person who's going to lead the country the best. We were invested in this. And like my friend said, it was a race, a campaign built on division and the sound bites of hateful talk and rhetoric. No black man could have gotten away with that. But Donald Trump connected with the people, so since they saw him as his representative, he speaks for us because he understands those frustrations that we feel, that we're afraid to talk because we have to be politically correct. It's like a kid who wanted to go to the bathroom so bad, but he couldn't say nothing to his mother. Now he's finally in the bathroom. He's just letting it all go. It feels so good to let it out. Donald Trump made it feel so good. So we don't even care about how he runs the country. A man who has no political background and experience, foreign policy, what foreign policy? Taking jobs and shipping them out of the country. So he became a representation of what they felt. Hillary Clinton became that representation. And in some cases, people voted for who they voted for on either side because they didn't want the other person to win. So it wasn't about the best person. It was about what emotion or what they felt. The boogeyman and the powers that be behind wanted this. They wanted this. I mean, people were looking at me like I was going to shoot the place up the next day when I went to the plantation. The sun doesn't stop shining. The rain doesn't stop coming down. And Lance Skirv is going to eat good no matter who is in office in their system, because I honor a different system. And this is what I want people to understand. Why are you getting so upset about something that really has nothing to do with you but will affect you? But if you do what you have to do for yourself, you have nothing to worry about. If I have a boxing match 3 months from now, and I sit down and don't train and just eat junk food and lay around all day and don't do anything, running around with all kind of women, making my legs weak in an unrighteous way, and it's time for me to make that ring walk, you say, looks like something's kind of wrong with Skirv. I don't look confident because I'm not prepared. But if I did everything that I was supposed to do, no matter what comes my way, I'm cool. When Hurricane Matthew came through, my house was secured. My house and my home, two different things that overlap. Secured. I was chilling, redesigning my website. I wasn't worried. Maybe someone will come break the glass, whatever, but it'll be minor. So we as black people, and what they call minority, which we're the world majority, but in this little box called America, yeah, sure, right? If we do what we have to do, we don't have anything to worry about. Our worries should be turned into action to keep our money in our community, to show some love and to understand that even though our names have been mixed up from our journey here and sprinkling us all over South America, the Caribbean, America, that we are one family. We got to flip that. We're counterpunches. We got to be Taekwondo with it. They come at us with a certain energy, and we turn it around back on them. Okay, we can only go back but so many hundred years in our lineage. Well, we're all family. All of us are related. And we got to move that way. That's the only thing that's going to keep us here. But that's what it become. It became. It became a thing, the ideology, and we wanted to win because our ideology, and this man Trump is going to speak for us to do it. And Trump don't give a daggone skip about none of those folks who are out, and may I say the word rednecks, right? I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. It is what it is, right? Rednecks call each other rednecks, right? But those in, when I say mainstream America, I can't really say mainstream because the projection is not out there like that, but those in middle America who don't have that much of a choice except to either go to the military, work in Walmart, work at McDonald's, drive a truck. But what else? Right? So they hear this talk from a man who is in an elite status who doesn't care about them, but he's using them to get into office and fooey on them at the end of the day. That's the shock that they're going to find out, right? But for us, we've never been invited to the party. So we got to make our own party. And I'm not saying political party. I'm talking about party. You didn't invite me, I'm going to have my own party, and we're going to have a better time, and you're going to hear about it, and you're going to want to be invited to my party. And what they do, they always crash our parties, take the best hosts out of our parties, take the best food out of it, use it for themselves, erase us out of history, and that's, we got to stop giving up our stuff. We got to stop selling out thinking that we're better off. Sure, they can run some money up under our noses. We can make sure you have tens of millions of dollars. But you have to say, Lil Wayne, that there's no racism, that you've never experienced it, even though in your earlier raps, that's all you talked about. So we got to stop selling out to this demonic bidder. To highest bidder? No, he's not higher. He's lower. Because the gifts that we've been given, they'll be taken away. And we'll sink into a deeper hole if we're expecting them to wait to help us out and do anything for us. I don't wait for nobody. I'm not going downtown here in Orlando, WFTV. I like to talk. I offer a different perspective. Please, I'm talented. I can draw. I can write. I can talk when I want to. Please, master, give me a job. Or we'll have you sweeping floors. Like, get Mr. Bill over there a cup of coffee. We'll see. No. To heck with you. I'll make my own bedroom and turn it around and make it my own where there's no limitation. Do your own thing. But when we were separated, you know, when we couldn't go to the toilet with our oppressors, we were better off on that respect. Some will argue. But we had no choice. So we made do like that little kid whose parents are going to come home in 5 hours. So we got to get into that desperation, not that we're desperate, but we let me correct myself.
No, I think you're right. No, man, you're absolutely right. I think until we have some real major adversities, we will never see the goal within us. I totally agree, Lance. Hold on, Lance. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. I know we got two callers that's in queue. Lubbock, Texas, hold on. And Oklahoma, hold on. We're going to go to you with Lance right after. Well, well said, my brother. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll have Lance Skirv as our special guest on the deception of the elections. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Thank you.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. We have about 30 minutes left in the broadcast. If you have a question or comment for our special guest tonight, Mr. Lance Skirve, give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. If you're on the board, hit ** to unmute yourself and put yourself in the queue. That'll let Dave know. Also, check out Lance Skirve online at Lance Skirve. That's spelled S-C-U-R-V. That's LanceSkirve.com. Or you can find him on YouTube. Just type in Lance Skirve in the search engine or YouTube.com/user/ Lance Skirve. All right, back to Dave on the Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Thank you, Scotty. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. As Scotty said, we have our special guest, Lance Skirve, is in the building, and man, just lit it up. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And then hit, is it # or **? I think it's **.
**.
I will unmute you. I will see you in queue. We have a couple of callers that's in queue that have a question for you. Lance, you ready to take a couple of questions from some of our listeners?
Bring them on.
Yes, sir. And let me tell you this. And once again, Lance, thank you so much. We're so fortunate to have brothers like you that have established your own media outlet, like Scotty, like you, and like all of the other hosts and co-hosts on Black Talk Radio Network, and all that you do. And you know, it's so funny, Lance, when they look at, I was somewhere with a bunch of business people, and there's an old saying that other people say about us, saying that we must all know each other. But you know what's so funny about us, about that, is that in different fields, there's so few of us doing some of the things that we have to connect with each other. And so this is how we're able to branch out and to know each other. And now we really need to use that to our advantage. And that's one of the things that Black Talk Radio Network does. That's one thing that your platform does at Lance Skirve Online. Lance Skirve, www.lancekirve.com, where you can reach Lance and go to his website. And that's one thing that I really, really appreciate, because I want to thank you for when I started doing shows. You reached out, and you've been a great, great friend, a consultant of mine, and I always look for the growing of our relationships, not only with you, with Scotty, because there's a lot of things that we're going to do because we've chosen to take on that responsibility, and I appreciate you for that. So, Lance, we got a couple of callers. Let's go to this first caller that was there, and let me see, the Lubbock, Texan one probably dropped. We'll get that one back. Here we go. One second. Pull this up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show from Oklahoma. Do you have a question or comment for Lance Skirve? If you would just tell him your name and what is your question or comment.
Greetings, 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 brother. This is Mel.
What's up, brother Mel?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Brother, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. I can tell you have a beautiful mind, man, and we need that. And I appreciate you coming on the show. If I can give you a quick prelude to my question the other day. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
Okay. The other day, the day before the election, I had a very close family member call me and very passionately insist that I voted for what you say, Hitlery. I like that. So, I mean, she very passionately, you're going to throw the vote away? And I'm like, man, we in Oklahoma, man. They're not going to vote for nothing. You know, I'm just like thinking and thinking, like, what is she doing? And I felt sorry. So my question to you is, I always ask, and they of them know, I always ask an intellectual person, you used the word a little while ago saying you were worried, and I didn't want to use that word, but you've changed it to concern. And I'm very concerned about how can I don't want to be the person to say I told you so. They come running to me when the hit the fan. I mean, you know, I don't want to be the person to say I told you so. So how do you approach your very close loved ones? Because I guess, I mean, our consensus was, you know, sometimes you got to just let them go. But that's hard for me. And I just wanted to get your take on that. How's your approach to be the one to say I told you so?
We'll see.
And I'll mute my line.
Yeah, sure.
Great question.
I really appreciate the spirit of your inquiry. And I pray for all my brothers and sisters from here around the globe. And we need more people like yourself. For you to even ask that question shows me so much about you and tells me so much about you. But like Noah, when he created the ark, now I won't argue if it ever happened or not, but let's just roll with it. Noah created the ark. He reached out to everybody. And some folks thought he was stupid. Some folks thought he was crazy. Well, he couldn't waste his time, because time is limited, to completely concern himself with everyone else who didn't want to believe in what he knew was going to happen. So the best thing he can do for them is to do the right thing and move forward. So for you, brother, I would say the best thing you can do for them, instead of getting caught up in the verbal, you know, wrestling and the dialogue that really doesn't go anywhere, you just go ahead and follow the convictions that you have in your heart and move the way that you need to move, but do it in a very visible way. Do it in a way that they can see, because the heat of this world, that's not too good. We're not talking about the heat of the sun or a hot summer day. The heat of the times are going to cause them to run back into your arms, and hopefully they won't need much heat to make up their mind and say, hey, I see where my brother, my family member is going, and I need to join on to him and with him, even in their own unique way. So the best thing you can do, and I'm going to share something very personal, very, very personal, that I've sprinkled about some of the shows that I have a family member who has always been on drugs. I'm talking about when I was in single-digit ages. And everybody knows who it is. It's my older brother. And I don't knock him, but I'm just using this as a very real example for me. When my mother passed away in 94, many people said that knew me, well, what are you going to do about your brother? He's out there, you know. He's a con man, right? He knows what he's doing. He knows how to hustle. He's very smart. I said, the best thing I can do is to hold on and do the best I can for myself, knowing that since I'm part of him, if he ever comes to me straight, that he'll have some resource that I've built up, because we have that common bond from coming out of the same portal of our mother. So for me to run down and run him down all over and go up to New York and Manhattan and find out what chick he's living with, who he's using this year for her welfare checks, right? You know, listen, I'm the easiest person to get to, Lance Skirv. Put it in Google. You can find me. I'm pretty sure he has. But that's the best that I can do, is to keep myself anchored, keep myself strong, keep myself moving forward, and show them the way by doing what I do for myself, right? So you're concerned about them. They're going to worry about the world. See, that's why I had to correct it, because concern empowers you. Worry paralyzes you. You know, when the monster can't but walk but a mile in 5 hours, and you can sprint faster than Usain Bolt, but the worry when he's standing over you in the spooky pictures in the monster movies, creature features from back in the 70s, you can't run. But if you're concerned, you know the hurricane is coming, you have nothing to worry about, you take your time and secure your home house. So do that for yourself in the many areas, And also, don't verbally get into the whole combative thing. Sometimes you got to cover up and let them throw their blows. You see, sometimes you got to be very good defensively and hold your emotions. Let them throw their blows and say, listen, this is what it is. This is what I feel we should do. You get it to them at least seven times, it gets in their head. They'll wake up to it. You keep planting them seeds. I don't know if our connection is still
Yeah, there. We're still on. Dave, oh. You might have yourself muted.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, Lance, great, great. Everyone, we got a couple of calls in queue. So Lubbock, Texas, give us a call back. Lance, we got like 9 minutes, about, just so you know, about 12 okay. minutes left
we'll
in the
up.
Show. So
we'll do the radio thing.
Yeah, we'll
pick it up. Bang, bang. Bring them on.
Okay, 1 second. Here we go. Next caller is right here. Here we go. This one's from Tennessee. Let me take this one off.
Yes.
Oops, made a mistake. 1 second.
Yeah. We'll get them all.
Welcome,
we'll
caller from Tennessee. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Lance?
Hey,
Dave. 423.
Jerry. Can you hear me?
What's up, Jerry? Shoot.
Hey, okay. I just had the same question because he brought this up that I had for Scotty earlier. He spoke about people being so afraid of Donald Trump. Well, we know that the master teacher, Malcolm X, said that those who prepare for the future, those who will be ready for the future are those who were prepared. So for all of us who already know what's going on with Donald Trump, how do you persuade other people who you're trying to teach about this, how do you persuade them to know that, yes, we are seeing the same things happen again, but this is a different time and a different method?
Self-sufficiency. There's no sin to be self-sufficient. It empowers you. And again, lead by example. You have to live your life in a very public way sometimes and show them the way. We talk a lot. I'm not saying you, brother, but we talk a lot. We have to show leading by example. We want unity, unify. We want love, give love. We want commerce, start businesses. People in the chat room sometimes who don't have pictures, we don't know them, their real name, they got the biggest directives. But me, myself, I live by example and in my own little way to influence the few around me. If we all do that across the board, we'll pick up and be stronger. We can't worry about those who are lame right now. We have to be the examples and let those who want to come move forward. Go ahead, Brother Dave. Thank you so much, brother.
Okay. Here we go. 1 second. We got another. This one comes out of Jersey. Go ahead, Rod. Shoot.
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. Brother Lance, it's great to talk to you and hear what you have to say. Brilliant, brilliant show today. Thank you. I just had a quick question, and it's a brief lead in. Essentially, Dave talked earlier about Hillary being related to Donald Trump. And I've been getting bombarded with people, black people, who are depressed about the elections. And what I told them is, hey, you know, George Bush is related to President Obama. They're cousins. And also with the Electoral College, once you understand the function of the Electoral College, you understand that your vote doesn't matter in the first place in regards to the presidency. And I just wanted you to kind of build on how best we can reach our people to help them study the system so that they don't get fooled by this repeated hoopla that these white people keep, you know, bringing every presidency to make us think something's going to change when we don't even really have a say in any of the realities of what's taking place in regards to the presidency. Thanks again, and I'll mute my line.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, brother. We have to show our success in ways that didn't have to be validated by our oppressor, in smaller ways. We have to show people that it's almost like the fear of getting fired off a job, right? You know, oh, God, how am I going to pay my bills? Oh, God, so-and-so. But when you were on the job, everything was okay. We've been fired from this place a long time ago. We are useless tools right now. We built the country. We fought the wars. Now we're the pest. Now we're undesirable. So we need to turn our backs while still existing in the system and working along with it and use it for our benefit like other communities do. Indians, Koreans, Russians, Jews. Well, Jews, they get the money from Obama all the time anyway. But we have to show that success and manifest that right in their faces. and show our success on a little level in comparison and show them the way out, because time's about to get real rough. I'm going to start doing tattoos on the side to make a little extra money ahead of time. You know what I mean? I'm going to do all kind of businesses. If a table has 20 legs under it, you take one from under it, it will never fall. If you got one job balance on that table, it's going to fall when you take it away. Lead by
example. True. Well said. We got another call. Here we go. This one is from Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock, Texas, go.
Okay, this is Brother Jam. Two quick questions.
One
is, one question is, what is the overall agenda for Trump to be messing with Mexico? Then the other question is, what do you think of the ones on top of playing what they call the zero-sum game? Yeah, the zero-sum game. I watched a movie last night called The Arrival. And once you, once people see this movie called The Arrival, they will see like the stock markets go like Dow Jones to negative 2,000, a lot of protesting, a lot of riots, like everything you see in the day. But like the aliens are controlling the cards. What is your thoughts about those two questions, zero-sum game and the overall general?
There was a movie. I didn't see that movie, if that's what it was, or a book, a movie, what you just said. All I'm going to say, the overall cover this, Donald Trump is a businessman. He wants to build a wall between here and Mexico, but yet and still he ships jobs over there and overseas. Contradictory. He can't say the North America Union has already decided. It's just a matter of when to scare ourselves to want to join on. T-Mobile has it where you can call Canada, call Mexico, and United States. It's already set, right? All I say is that instead of concerning ourselves what they're going to do to us, we need to let them worry about what we're going to do for ourselves. Black Wall Street, right? When you see the birds in the field flying and the animals out in the wild, they don't worry about a mortgage. They don't worry about an interest rate. They have their system they're in. And if the stock market crashes, it doesn't bother the fish in the sea. So we've got to think beyond this. This is for the system to crash is an opportunity for us for growth. For us. Because that means when their system crashes, you see, where are they going to run? Don't worry. Be prepared.
Great, great point. Okay, we got another caller. This is from Brother Bragg. Shoot, Brother Bragg.
Hey, peace, peace. Hey, man, truth has been spoken more than today, man. I'm enjoying this. But listen, you got to remember, everything is manufactured. We got to take the narrative away. And you can only take the narrative away if you turn inward in your own communities. I'm saying. Now, a lot of things you said today, I live this every day. I prepare people talking about my clutter. My clutter is prepared. Now, if I don't need these things that I'm stacking, then guess what? I just got extra stuff. When people look at it like you're losing your mind, but I'm preparing for a time like you say, people will come to you when things don't go the way they, you know, because people walking around with their heads in a bubble for whatever reason. They know more about LeBron James and all this other nonsense. And the son of Klan is following a script. It's a Klan script that's been played since the 1800s. You know, so you got to watch Donald. He's just playing a regular script, the son of Klan. That's his people. His father was Klan. He's just playing a script. And these people are following that script, so all they're doing is showing you who they are. Now you got to turn in within your community and respect your brother and stop all this nonsense. And everything you said today, brother, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Dad, you know I'm thinking
yes, sir. Dad.
Thank you very much. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. I know our time is running out, Dave. If there's anything you wanted to...
Yeah.
If there's another caller or anyone else that...
Yes. Let me see. 1 second. You know, what Brother Braggs was saying, I know that all of us here at Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and on Lance Curve Show, this is what we need to be doing. And now what we should start to do is we should sensitize our agenda. You know, as Lance said, he's going to start doing tattoo work, and this brother's artistry is ridiculous. You could buy his art on his website. I should have checked before I spoke that.
All future pieces you'll be able to buy, the ones you can right click and take them. You know what I mean? I'm going to be coming out with some really harsh, intense things that hit the subconscious mind. Also, locally here in Orlando, I'm going to talk to you about that, Dave. I'm going to start broadcasting from the studio. I'll reach maybe a three-mile radius around me, five-mile radius. The FCC won't have a problem with it. I'm going to show you what I discovered, and maybe we all can do this across the country, across the networks like this, where we can shut down the foolishness and get people together and synchronize our shows, because right now you're piped in to my network here on YouTube, and everybody's here listening to the show. And now they're going to subscribe, and they're going to reach out to you guys, which you guys are my guys. We're all one when I said it that way. But this is what we need to do. Hold hands across America and across the world and put that thought out. So I made a graphic that has the name of the show with the call-in number and the title of the show. We have to take our egos out of it. Brother Scott, he's wonderful. Dave, you're wonderful. We have the right state of mind. But there's so many people out here on the internet who want to have that one-man upmanship and I'm better and I'm bigger and I got more hits. We need everybody, man. When you're hungry, you scrape the peanut butter jar with that spoon and you get every piece when you're running low on peanut butter. And that button on the bread looks good when you run out of bread.
So true, so true. Lance, how can everyone find you? Where can they find you on your show? What time is your show? And could you give the times of the show and where they can find some of the things that you're doing, Lance?
Well, right now I've been so much freestyling the shows. Just come to subscribe to the Lance Gerv channel on YouTube under Lance Gerv, LanceGerv. LanceGerv.com is a blog where everything goes on, the art, the writing, the videos, and the shows. You can download my app, LanceGerv, at Google Play, the Amazon store, and the App Store. It's completely legit. It's free. Download that app, and you'll be connected to everything in your smartphone. And you can call me directly, text me, as preferred, 407-924-8793. Again, that's 407-924-8793, and I do respond. I'm the most accessible person. Google Lance Gerv if you forgot. You know what I mean? You can find me, and I'll respond to you.
Thank you so much, Lance Gerv. Hold on one second, Lance. Okay, everyone, remember, today is the last day for the other conference line that's going to be open, so you need to write this number down of 866-510-9025. Please write that down, 866-510-9025. We're no longer going to have the other conference line that you had for so long. This is our home now for Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and all of the networks that are all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So please, once again, take this number down. And you can find it on Uber Conference. You should be able to remember that because that's been pretty much branded. Uber Conference, and the number is 866-510-9025. And before we get out of here, let me just say, Lance, thank you so much. Scotty, thank you. All of the callers, Mel, Jerry, Ross, Brother Brad, Jambone. I think there was a caller that I didn't miss. Maybe. If I missed you once, we got enough for another caller. I think it was out of Vegas. If it was a caller out of Vegas that I missed you because the board went down, it was a bunch of people that wanted to push you down, and I missed it. If that was you, hit star star, that will unmute you, and you can have your quick question for Lance. If that was you, if not, okay. Lance, I just want to thank you for coming on. Here it is. Okay, caller from Vegas. Go ahead. You're on with Lance. What was your question? We got 3 minutes.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, sister.
Oh, all right. I have been trying to. I've definitely been listening to the Tando Radio Show, and my main thing is that I've been also trying to live the life of sobriety, and that has actually helped me with, you know, getting my head out of my phone and what have you. But I feel like I am struggling, and I just wanted to know if you had like any suggestions, because I don't want to stray from, you know, trying to seek out the true knowledge and not just fall back into, you know, what CNN and what the world has been giving us.
Well, you know, you have to learn how to filter yourself, and there's a time for everything. There's a lot that I do on this platform single-handedly with the help of my beautiful wife. I do the technical stuff, and she takes care of the regular stuff, but I have her full support, but it can fry your brain sometimes. And when you are so visible, even in our own inner little circles, big or small, you know, we have people coming at us and competing and sending us things, and it rips us away from the things we're supposed to focus on. But, you know, we have to understand that the older way is the better way. We can use the technology to enhance life, but we can't feel as though the technology is our life. There's no substitute for that sunset. There's no substitute for sitting around a table with your loved ones, and you use it to enhance. It's like a woman who puts on too much makeup. You can't create beauty out of a bottle, but you can enhance it. Less is more.
Well, right, well said. And sister, was there anything else, sister, that you had? Great, great question.
Oh, no, thank you very much.
One quick statement, Dave. I'm still live on YouTube right now with the show, so if it runs out, I'm going to stay on here for a little while. I might connect my lines in. I'll show people the numbers, whatever. I'm still here. If you want to call in by me, Dave, and we talk a little more, but like I said, go ahead and do your thing, man, because I know the time is running out.
Yes, and I just want to say, sister, one of the things, you already have the passion to do it. I think it's very, very important for us, as Lance said and Scotty said, and you know what you've heard here on Tando. Use the technology for, use it as leverage for what you want to accomplish. Never allow technology to leverage you. It should be telling us something, that when you can say, write one name in for your Google search, Bob, and then all of a sudden it pulls up Bob Marley right away because it knows you. There's a problem there. There's a problem there. So we probably need to you know, monitor our overall, how much we use it. But we should be using it and leveraging it to our advantage, okay? Sometimes it's good to take the enemy's, it's, one of the things you want to do is take the enemy's technology that they perverted and use it for benevolent measures for you. Now you force multiplied yourself. And I think one of the most important things that we need to do is always do this. Make sure that we're doing something for someone else other than ourselves, because the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. Once you start to take on where you're living for someone else, then what happens, where you're doing and living for someone else, where they will benefit from your sacrifice, oh man, I think that that's when you can create a real paradise around you, because there's a different way that we live. And this is so, so important. Scotty's done that. That was the example of Scotty. Lance did that in establishing what Lance did. Everything was funded by Lance. Everything was funded by Scotty. This is the example that we need to do. Give what you can, because what you give is light and love. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And as we say before, we will talk to you soon. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Thank you so much, Lance Skirv. As Thank always, you. This is your home, Tando Radio Show. Everyone go to Lance Skirv. Great, great show that Lance puts together. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa.
Something black activists
say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.